In our first reading, we are reminded that the impossible can happen, that a murderer of Christians, a person who hates Christians, can become among the greatest of Christians. And I think that's so important for us to remember in today's political climate in our country, and also in our climate in the world. It is weekly that Christians are killed in China, in India, in Nigeria. It is a regular event in Nicaragua and Honduras that the church there is harassed and bishops jailed and priests thrown in prison. Americans call it persecution when things get slightly inconvenient, but these guys are suffering very, very real torture and pain. And I can't tell you how badly I would like for us to, quote, do something. But tragically, that doing something has very little to do with prayer, when in fact, what Scripture shows us is that our worst enemies can become our greatest brothers and sisters. Beyond that, and I want to preach on that really bad, believe it or not, that wasn't preaching on it. Today, I would love for us to think about how blessed we are to receive the Eucharist. And in that wonderful St. John Vianney quote, the Eucharist is God's greatest gift to us. If he had something better, he would have gave us that. That the gift the Lord gives us is himself. And that we take God into us and we become more like him. So today, let's commit to the radical beauty and grace of the Eucharist, to being grateful, but also to applying that grace to asking God to consider that the people we call our enemies are actually our patients, the people that God assigned to us to care for spiritually. This Eucharist is not meant to be received in such a way where it's a power plant that produces enough energy to keep itself going, but it's to be a power plant in us that exports grace, that exports love, that exports mercy, and most of all produces prayer. So we approach the Eucharist today with ridiculous joy and gratitude. And we commit to praying that this Eucharist will strengthen us to truly love our enemies and to pray for them. Amen.